USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The gunman in the Uvalde school massacre walked through an unlocked door unchallenged, then killed 19 children and two teachers while in their classroom for an hour before a tactical team ended the rampage. A Uvalde high school senior describes the child gunman and his warning signs on ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
And I don't see this covered, and I'm going to put this out there. He would hurt animals. He was not a good person. He would go to the parks and try to pick fights.
Ukraine dominated the official and unofficial agendas at Davos, the World Economic Forum taking place in Switzerland, with over 2,000 financial experts. A darkening global economic outlook was the number one talking point this week. Eurozone inflation hit a sixth consecutive record high in April, with an annual 7.5% rise in consumer prices. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
As the Davos gathering in Switzerland has a bleak economic outlook, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva concurs.
You scared the audience effectively, but I can tell you, you have not scared your panel. So my answer is going to be not, no, not at this point. It doesn't mean it is out of question. We have downgraded our projections for growth for this year in April for 143 countries. This is 86% of global GDP. And since then, in a short period of time, a little bit like the weather here in Davos, the horizon has darkened.
At least four people were killed and two others were hurt following a house explosion that destroyed and damaged several homes in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. It happened around 7 p.m. local time Thursday night. Pottstown is a 45-minute drive northwest of Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Legislation passed in the House last year could provide guidance for schools to identify students who could potentially be bad seeds and would help schools establish behavioral intervention teams, but the measure has stalled in the Senate. Representative Michael Burgess from Texas, who developed the legislation, was on Newsmax Thursday.
Everyone knows who the troublemakers or the short fuse kids are in school. It has been known that someone is having difficulty. And on the big act on the behavioral intervention guidelines is to provide guidelines and best practices so that schools can know what are the parameters. You do have to identify someone's constitutional rights. You mustn't violate that. But there are guidelines that can be published, and we ask for the Health and Human Services, basically for substance abuse mental health services, to provide those guidelines so that it's not to isolate or expel someone. If someone needs additional help, perhaps it's even something as simple as an undiagnosed disorder where someone has difficulty reading. But to get the resources where they're needed, help those kids along the way.
China and Russia have vetoed an effort to tighten the United Nations sanctions on North Korea after a plethora of missile launches this year by Pyongyang. The remaining 13 council members all voted in favor of the resolution that was drafted by the United States. It would have blacklisted the Lazarus hacking group, which the United States says is tied to North Korea. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.